open a cold one, kick back, and enjoy a week's worth of conversation from pop culture, sports, breaking news, and everything in between. Welcome to the Pine Room Podcast. At the beginning of the podcast each week, everyone on the show rolls a 20-sided die. The person who rolls the lowest number then becomes the moderator for that week's show, and it's their job to move the conversation along and switch from various topics or questions that can be found on the moderator's cheat sheet or custom ones they've brought in themselves. If you have a question or a topic you'd like us to discuss, send us an email to contact@thepineroompodcast.com. Well, that's enough of that. Let's get into the show. You're listening to the Pine Room Podcast.
Say to you, Jim. Something I did today that I've never done. Sammy had her alarm set. She started work at 8 a.m. today.
Here, you want to talk about it on the show?
Did you do the dream thing?
Let's talk about it on the show. Let's get it rolling.
That's getting bad.
All right.
Who wants to go in? Jared, you do it since you have
What episode
done
is this?
This 128.
Season 2, episode 5.
129.
I can't roll us in?
124.
You don't like when I
it's
do
not
it?
Why am I the guy that's always getting balls in
there? How come I don't ever get
it's
to do anything
cool? It's 124 because last episode was the old guys. It was 123.
Why do I always get balls
I don't understand it. What's the big deal?
Here we go. Here we go.
Who's playing that?
There's only four dudes.
I was trying to figure out the.
Here we go.
123.
No, it's 124.
Oh yeah, 124.
One, a two,
touchdown.
Episode 124.
All right, everybody, welcome into the Pine Room Podcast, episode 124.
Insane.
That's actually crazy.
Season
That's
2, one. Episode what?
It's 124. Matt sent today that it was episode 247 of the radio show today.
247?
That's fucking crazy.
Does Joe Rogan have, he has to have multiple shows a week, right? Because he's like in the thousands.
Yeah, he's like three or four episodes a week, I think.
We could technically be, we could do 2001.
Ooh.
So it looks like 2001, but it's just season 2.
Okay, we're starting.
You said season 2 was like 4 weeks ago.
No, I think season 2 starts when we get the new office. That's fair. I don't know what they were doing stuff with some work in there today.
So what was that word you like that like it's like the episode before the finale?
Oh, penultimate.
Yeah, that's where we're at right now.
Yeah. Oh, is that how you say it? Penultimate?
No, that's right.
Can I tell you something I did today that was – this could have been really bad.
Yeah, go ahead. Ooh.
Sammy set her alarm for 7:20 a.m. because she had to be up for work at 8. She was working remote today. I've never done this because we don't sleep with – like her phone was right next to me, which is never the case. But we slept in a different room last night and her phone was sitting right next to me on a bedstand. And I woke up to the alarm at 7:20 and immediately shut it off. It could have been so bad. And she woke up. She was like, was that my phone? I was like – oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
You did it out of
reaction? Just because I knew that wasn't. I always sleep with my phone way across the room, and this loud noise was going next to me, so I just shut it off. Like that.
She slept in a different
room. We slept in a different room, so our positions were different, like how we normally sleep and how phones are plugged in. And the way we slept last night was the phone was plugged in right next to me. So 7:20, I hear and I hit sleep.
That would have been a good start to the match.
Oh, it'd been horrible.
Do you put your phone across the room because you want to get up?
It's just out of a routine. That's where it always is. So now this one time where it's ringing right next to me, I literally shut it off so fast, and I realized what I did.
Well,
I should do that.
Something happened this weekend. What happened this weekend?
Yeah, wedding. I'm Mr. Campbell now.
Whoa.
What were you before?
Mr. Cooley.
Oh, okay.
Thank you guys
for
coming down, man.
Yeah, that was fun. We had a good time.
I'm glad to be a part of it.
What's your first takeaway now?
My first takeaway,
like you feel different?
Oh, I thought you were talking about like a defensive takeaway.
No.
Interception.
Yeah, I feel like it's time to work harder and be a better partner.
Are there any little Brian's on the
No, way? Not even close.
Oh,
yeah, close. I don't know.
I held her hand for the first
Soup,
time.
I'm not
weekend.
Going I to think, lie. When you made us wear blue for the host of dinner, I was like, he might be having a son.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Oh, wow. That would have been cool.
I didn't want to say anything.
That was
anybody.
Your guess?
Yeah.
When my mom and I were talking about it.
Wow. That was just Mia's idea. I think it was Mia's idea, just to everyone being the dang cool. Yeah. That would have been a good guess.
Yeah, you're welcome. for your next.
No, I'm not having a kid, guys.
Okay. Yeah, I maybe you just forgot to let everybody know. The whole time we were just like having fun. You forgot to say the actual.
Neither of you three have been to Nashville yet, right? It's going to be our first time in December.
Yes.
Yep. Wait till you see Nashville compared to Charleston. It's almost identical.
Better it was.
I'll be honest. Nashville's more. You know how Charleston felt long when we were walking on those streets, and it felt like you could walk forever. Mm-hmm. Jubb did walk forever. Nashville, you don't have room to walk. Oh. You get one street and everything is on top of itself.
That I'll be honest with that. And I wrote a blog about it, pinerimstudios.com. Just put it up yesterday. Would it be, what, 2 days? 3 days ago. 4 days ago. Whenever you're hearing this. Whatever. One of the coolest places I've ever been in my life.
It was awesome.
Where?
Charleston. I thought that King Street nightlife was incredible.
Yeah, it was sweet.
I thought it was unbelievable.
Well, we got a glimpse of it in the daylight when we went to brunch on Friday.
Yeah, and I just...
It's a totally different world.
Yeah.
And what I wrote about, this in the blog, there is something in the water that every single girl there is good looking.
Yeah.
There's not one ugly person.
I wouldn't exactly say
maybe,
that.
Okay, maybe not every single one. Three out of four.
Yeah, I had to scooch my way past you.
But that place is incredible.
We didn't even get to see, I don't even think we got to see a fourth of it though. Like what we were talking about with Outer Banks, like the TV show. Like I wanted to go drive around so much and look at different
things. Yeah, we should have went and done that.
The area that we went from where what was the play, Urban, or what was the
Uptown
Social. From there to the other bars really wasn't that far compared to the main width of the length of that street. I walked all the way to where, like, there was an intersection where things started to even get smaller, where the streets got crunched in, and there were still bars on either side of the road, and it just seemed like it went on forever. There were people it dwindled a little bit the further you got, but there were just people everywhere.
That's lines. What I'm trying to tell you. I felt Nashville when we were walking on that street because of how many people there were.
And I'm not kidding. There are probably at least, I'd say out of the 5 or 10 bars in an area, there were 50 people waiting to get into
the
bar.
Yeah, it was insane.
Yeah, there was a line for it.
A $20 charge to go to a bar.
No, that's insane.
I was just going to say, that was the only thing that really rubbed me the wrong way.
There was 400 people in that bar. Guys, that's $8,000.
I was saying that walking in. I mean, they are making so much fucking money.
Plus the price of alcohol.
By the time you get into...
Why don't you bought another one? I think you maybe bought... So one of you bought a Corona for the other. There was just two of you.
It was me and
Cole. I was sick. I looked. It was like $24 for two Coronas.
Yeah, insane. I got
$22, something like that.
I got like four green tea shots. And my bill was like $48.
Dude, $11 a Corona is insane.
That's insane.
That is crazy.
I didn't think it was going to be that. I didn't think it would be like that.
Yeah.
I didn't expect it to be like
that. $6 for the beer, $6 more for the lime.
I did convince the bartender that I was also a bartender.
You got those free
and
shots.
She gave me shots
cool.
for free.
why? What?
I just said, because some dude like waved her down real kind of rudely and like waved her down, and she saw it and just was like,
what a dickhead.
Did you check your bank account Friday morning when you woke up?
No, I didn't want to look at it.
There was one time back to back where I looked over and jumped. You bought like 12 shots one time.
Well, I bought most of them for... It was me.
One of his bills said like $98.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. I bought a round of shots, and then I bought you and I Jaeger Bomb. I bought a couple duo shots, but...
How about that Irish Car Bomb? How gross that was.
Horrible. I love Irish Car Bomb.
Ours was so bad.
And I usually like that because I like Guinness, but...
Hold on. Go back to what... What did you tell the bartender that you?
Oh, some idiot waved like rudely waved her down as she was walking by, and she just gave him like a look, and she served him, and he went away. And I went, believe me, I've been there. I work a bar in West Virginia, and it's annoying.
What
she
the goes, fuck?
And she was like, yeah, this guy's been coming back and forth treating me like. But so we had a conversation. Then the next time I went back, she gave me free shots.
That's awesome,
man. We did a lot of lying
this
weekend.
What else feels about you being a liar?
I lied.
Did you?
Oh yeah.
Oh
you did
hell yeah! I made an unbelievable lie.
What?
That was so bad. Like the fact that she even believed. So I had this girl that I was talking to there. She was TikTok famous. And she noticed my shirt. I had a FaZe Clan shirt on.
Which, for anybody that doesn't know, FaZe Clan is a Call of Duty...
Yeah, or it's a gaming organization.
Esports gaming organization that people play games for money.
Yeah, and I'm a huge fan. I love FaZe Clan. Grew up watching them. And she recognized it, which first of all threw me way off. I was like, how the fuck do you know that? And she goes, yeah, I know FaZe Banks, who is the original, the founder of FaZe Clan. And he, I guess her friend hooked up with Banks, whatever.
What is FaZe, like the name?
Just something that they came up with. Anyway, so she goes, yeah, my friend hooked up with FaZe Banks. Are you in FaZe Clan? And I was like, yeah, I used to be. I said, yeah, I was in FaZe Clan years and years ago when it first started. But I got kicked. She 100% believed me. Full on believed me. And then from there, we were like, we were cool.
There is something cathartic about lying to people you don't know.
Hey, it's Trace, like,
listen, something that happened to my brother, some of the funniest. He got, what's the TV show called? Mind. Something
Mindhunter?
Where like the episodes mess with you.
Yeah.
He was talking to some girl down. I've never seen anything like this. He was talking to some girl down there, and they were going back and forth. Trace said they were having an awesome conversation, and he was like, let me follow myself off your Instagram. So she gives him his phone. Trace types his name in, follows himself. He sees on his phone that it follows. Next morning, wakes up, sends her a DM. I was like, it was nice to meet you, blah, blah, blah. The girl responds back, who is this? And Trace was like, oh, we talked last night. And this girl was like, I wasn't in South Carolina. Like, I live in West Virginia. And the girl that gave Trace the phone was logged into somebody else's Instagram at the time.
Whoa.
And that girl that responded back to Trace has no idea who would have been logged into her phone. And didn't know anybody in South Carolina.
Ew. Ooh, whoa, that's kind of gave me
Isn't
chills.
That insane?
Ew, I don't like
Trace
that.
Trace had me laughing so hard. He was like messaging the
and
girl.
And she's
like,
from West Virginia?
Yeah, and she was from like 2 hours away from
me. Imagine like Trace knew her.
Did he look at the profile and like, here's where it someone
gets,
different?
Here's where the crazy thing is. That girl that was from West Virginia follows like 7 or 8 of Trace's friends.
Dude, that's crazy.
No, it is insane, dude. It's literally like somebody was playing with him. Like, messing with him.
Ew, I don't like that.
You gotta hear Trace talking about it. It's hilarious.
I'm gonna clip this.
I don't like that.
Instagram.
So this girl, the girl that gave Trace her phone to follow him, uh-huh. Trace then follows this girl. It's not the same girl. Trace DMs the girl the next morning, and the girl that Trace DMs has no idea who would have been in South Carolina on her phone.
Oh, my God.
I don't like that. Wow. That's weird.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Hey, another crazy thing that happened to your wedding. Well, we were actually in the ceremony. You were very stoic, didn't do much, you didn't show much emotion, but during the ceremony, yeah. We had been, this whole week, they sit right in front of it looks like a bayou.
They called it a reservoir.
Yeah, it looks like a bayou where like gators and stuff are, and people fish in the back, and we had seen the heads of these gators for like 2 days, and they just swim around and they don't really do much, and they don't come out of the water. They just have their heads out of the water. And they, like, every now and then will move around or fall or whatever. Like, if you throw a piece of something in there, it'll go after it, whether it's food or just, like, a piece of an acorn or something. So we didn't really see any bodies of the alligators, and we had arguments, like, 2 or 3 times of how big they were. During your ceremony, which I just think the timing of things is insane.
I didn't get to see it.
This gator, the biggest one that we had probably seen the whole time there, fully was out of the water.
Nuh-uh.
Like, fully out of... I'm not kidding.
What was it doing?
Swimming past the wedding.
How, like, was it out of the water? It came up out of the water?
I'm getting chills talking
Big
about it.
Big as hell.
It was fully out of the water. Like, not its head. Its head, yeah, its back, and its tail.
How
all
long
out of the water.
Think?
4 feet.
Dude, he was big. It was the biggest one that we saw, for
and
sure.
And it just swam... Like, as you guys are saying your vows or whatever... It just swims right past the wedding and just kept going.
Wow.
And just something so weird. I get chills talking.
Wait, could you see it for that whole, like, what, 30 seconds?
Oh, my God,
seconds?
Yeah, the whole time. I'm surprised there's not. There's probably a picture of it. And
oh, my gosh.
It was unbelievable. I just kept looking at it. I was thinking of all the times. Like, it had a window of about a window of 20 minutes, and it picked that time to go down the...
Do you think the biggest one showed up then because it saw how many people were there and thought it would get fed?
Yeah, I don't
know. People were feeding the alligators.
He's probably going to eat everybody.
But it didn't even look. It didn't come to the... It just went past the reception and was gone.
Who hunts alligators? What other animal?
In
stuff like that.
I've seen like a cheetah take down a...
Yeah,
but in this area, who would hunt the alligator?
I don't think any...
Probably not. Probably he's probably apex.
In this area, that would be the apex predator.
I looked him up. Sorry. I looked them up, and they are endangered. Well, they were endangered in America, and now the American alligator is, I think, listed as threatened, I think.
So that reservoir leads into the ocean, like if you followed it.
I think
can a shark get to there?
Maybe a bull shark.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I'm sure that water.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. Is that, I wonder if that water was salt water or fresh water.
Yeah, I would imagine. Probably.
It'd have to be salt if it leads into that.
It was unbelievable, though. I just so unique that had happened.
Where do you guys stand with like how loud music is when you're in a bar? I want to be able to hear my friends, but I also want to be like,
you know me, man. I'm a fucking mess when that music's loud. But I don't know, like Uptown Soul, so that music being loud, for some reason it didn't feel as loud as it was.
Yeah, the Friday night. It wasn't so much that the music was that loud. They had that subwoofer in front of the bar, in front of the stage, and the fucking bass just. I felt like I was gonna have a heart attack.
I thought in my ears,
like,
in my fucking chest,
like in my, I felt like my heart was beating like three times as fast because that subwoofer.
I'll
was just
tell
like,
you what was way too loud was the guy doing trivia in that first bar.
Oh,
we went in.
Dude, I was literally gonna cry.
He was loud as fuck.
It was rattling my ears. Yeah. Like
that bar was the size of this room,
and it was a little dive bar.
Like he was talking to 800 people.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I guess it's good, at least.
1 degree is not a degree in college.
I'll tell you what, though. The first night, we were talking about MVPs for the weekend and who could drink the most. I will say this. I put up some good numbers, too.
Yeah,
so I'm not telling myself to it, but Jump.
Dude.
Yeah.
Between watching what Jub and Trace did that Thursday night, I mean, they had a combined 40 drinks, maybe more.
I had to. Oh.
Jub, tell them about the iced tea or the twisted teas.
Oh, I was just about to bring that up. Jet and I were laughing our asses off. But Jub comes out, and he has two brand new twisted teas. And we're like, oh, like.
He did this multiple times.
Why'd you get double? He's like, just cracks one open, chugs the entire thing. I'm like, oh, my God. Like, you've already had like 15. Are you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm fine. Opens up the other one, starts to chug. And Jared and I go, no, stop. And we stopped. We pulled his arm down. But he was just slamming twisted tees, and we was taking shots. And that's the most junk I've seen you in a long time.
Yeah, well, it was.
Did you slow down at any point?
Yeah, I did. I walked.
Not drinking. Slow down energy wise. When did it hit you?
It hit me.
Oh, he hit a fucking cement wall.
Late in the night. I ended up. I don't know what happened. I ended up out in the street, walking by myself, just walking down the street. And I realized halfway wherever I was going, I was like, oh, Jesus, I got to get reined in here because they're never going to find me again. So I turned
around.
You
left?
Oh, I left the bar. I walked like 5 minutes in the other direction, and I just was stumbling down.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. I got bored. I just turned around and left and walked out of the bar and turned down the street and just walked. And then I realized, I said, this is not going to – if I keep going, they're never going to find me. I'm going to fall over. I don't remember – I didn't black out, but I remember we went home, we got the Uber home, then we got home, and we watched the end of School of Rock, and ate noodles that were 1,000 degrees.
Oh, yeah.
I had that plate of spaghetti. Oh,
yeah,
that was so good.
Your mom.
Coolie said she put her foot in it.
Yeah, she put her whole foot in that thing, dude.
She did.
3 in the morning, I'm walking across the street with it.
You know what they need to do for karaoke bars? I was just thinking about this. If they had a karaoke bar at Uptown Social with that many people, you know how sometimes when people sing karaoke, like, nobody knows the song and just nobody can really get after it? If they did a karaoke bar where, like, the DJ, like, you know how you have to put your name in the song you're singing? And you usually just go in order. Yeah. Like, if you pick a song and it goes in this order, it'll just be like that. The DJ should get to, like, pick if you actually get to come up there. Because, like, if there was a karaoke bar with only bangers, like, people were saying, like...
Yeah, like, if you pick a dumbass
along,
song.
Like, a girl wants to go up and she wants to sing, like, Sarah McLachlan, like, I will remember you.
Well, like...
If you sing that at karaoke, you got fucked up. You got problems.
But the DJ at Uptown Social was playing bangers.
Well, then he about vomited on the way home.
Oh, Jesus Christ, this makes me fucking sick.
Last night.
This actually makes me sick.
We had left the whole day. Well, the afterwards was just a flurry of, after the wedding, it was just a flurry of drinks and moving and
chaos. We didn't slow down.
I was right. Did you vomit?
Not Saturday night.
I was surprised you didn't go.
Thursday night I did, just because of the car.
I have a video of that.
Outside of the car?
Yeah.
It was the car's fault. I was good. If I don't get in that car, I'm fine.
We were Monique.
Yeah, Monique.
I kept trying to ask you questions. You go,
I was good, though.
But anyway, what were you saying? Tucker Wetmore.
Yeah, so we leave, and like that whole day, that whole the sequence of where we went and how we moved around was insane. But then we on the way home, and Haley, Earl's girlfriend, texts in the group and or texts to him or to Earl and says Tucker Wetmore was supposed to be there that night. That was the country artist the DJ was going to bring out. And Earl read it because he didn't know who that was, and he goes, "What? What? No, 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 no." So then I tried to find it. He's like,
Derek. He ended up coming the next night, right?
No, he was there that night.
Yeah. He was there. I looked at their Facebook.
He was there like half an hour after we left.
He was there.
Yeah,
and so I looked it up, and
he didn't play, did he? He just came out.
No, he came.
I think he played probably a couple songs. I don't know.
He only has one
good song.
That's what
he's
I
got
see.
Like 8.8 million listeners on Spotify. Cool. Nobody knows who he is. But
every time we brought him up, no one knew. I knew who he was because of him, but no one really knew who he was.
You look like waves on a sunset.
Then he kept going, "I'm going to be fucking sick, guys. I'm so sad.
Yeah, that fucking...
He was also hammered.
That's
the most junk I've seen you in a long time, too. You both put up some good performances this weekend.
Yeah. For my friend Soup.
Yeah, thank you guys for putting
Cools, did you get drunk?
Yeah, first night I was a mess.
Already looking forward to your guys'.
He said, Cooley said yesterday, me and him went got lunch, he said that he was surprised that he was stayed alive the whole weekend.
Oh, dude, I'm not going to lie. I was fucked up, like physically, emotionally. Drinking another beer was physically painful and painful.
What actually happened the day of the wedding? Because it was like 5:30, and I tried to get you a beer so we were walking to the pictures, and I wanted to get you a beer, and you said, "I can't do it."
I was too drunk. I don't think we had any water at any point.
I bought a water at the gas station like the first night, and then after that, I was
drinking them during a WVU game, and then like it's one beer, and next thing I know, I'm on three, and four, and five, and six. And like by the time I got to the wedding, I was like eight beers deep with no water.
Yeah,
I was just
that'll do
hammered.
It.
Earl was drinking out of a mason jar. Chase was drinking out of a measuring cup, out of a Pyrex glass.
It was unbelievable.
It's so dumb.
Fantastic weekend.
Yeah, it was great.
Congratulations. Agreed. I know. I hope Sammy was pleased with our presence as much as you were. But it was great. Fantastic food. That salmon was fire. I love that.
I'm happy.
Salmon was good.
I got steak. It was good. What'd you go with? Chicken Cools?
Yeah, chicken was good.
Coop was eating it like a hamburger.
The steak.
He's eating it with his hands.
We got to talk about Coop real quick. I have never, and I'm going to send this to him, I have never seen anything like him from Thursday when he got, it was Friday night into Saturday, ever.
Well, before we talk about what you're about to say, he's the most entertaining individual I've ever met. He's the
funniest guy I've ever met.
It's not even close.
Once he starts, until he leaves or you leave him, he doesn't stop. He doesn't stop.
It's actually unbelievable. All right, to what I was getting at. I don't know any other 26-year-olds that, one, we were just talking about this, either refuse to learn how to use Uber, or two, truly have no idea how to do it.
Unbelievable.
It's somewhere right in the middle.
He's got the brain of my dad, like the technology brain of my dad.
Because the night of Friday night where Emily, his wife, and their 3-year-old are already back at the hotel.
Yeah.
Coop hasn't been to the hotel yet because he got dropped off at the rehearsal party. I forgot to tell you guys, did you know he walked in the wrong house when he got the rehearsal party?
Yeah, that was a funny story.
Walked into the wrong house, told him he was there to see Soup. They had no idea who Soup was, and they started laughing.
The lady said, are you here for all of them in the back? And he goes, yeah. And he goes, get back there. They're back there.
First off, Friday night, he has no idea where his hotel is, doesn't know how to Uber. And if he doesn't know how to Uber, he just refused to. You finally got him to go home. In the car, which he drove.
He drove with Cooley and I, because I didn't want to drive by myself. I hate driving to begin with. So me driving someone else's car in a place I don't know, especially with so much traffic, it ended up not being that hard. But we drove him. He drove himself all the way to the hotel, which was about 20 minutes away.
Which he didn't know where it was.
He didn't know where it was.
He didn't know what hotel he was staying in.
And then we finally got in the car and drove all the way back. So then he's settled. He's good.
God bless Emily, because I was just telling you guys this. It's not like they just don't go anywhere. Like, they're in a big city all the time. They're in a car driving to Pittsburgh. They went to Seattle, like, going on vacation all the time. It makes me actually think that Coop just gets in these vehicles or travels and just tells Emily do all
of
it.
Well, yeah, I said, do you know any landmarks around your hotel? Bridge. And he goes, well, there was water out. I could see water outside the window. We're in an inn. There's 1,000 different places where water is. And then he said, we're pulling in the hotel. Because he did see the hotel before. But we were pulling in the hotel. And I said, does any of this look familiar to you? And he goes, no. And I said, what do you mean, no? We're here at the hotel. And he goes, I said, what do you do when you're in the car? And he goes,
unbelievable.
But yeah, he's fantastic. And then the night after your wedding. Unbelievable.
First off, he had us all in tears for about 6 hours while we were waiting for the wedding. Night of the wedding, like, I'm pumped up. We're finally going out. We're heading out into downtown Charleston. Gets into downtown Charleston. He didn't have his ID.
No, because I think his wife kept it because of them traveling. Yeah,
so we get to downtown. We're all in there. I'm like, where's Coop? And someone said, him and Jubb are outside looking for an Uber. It probably took Jubb, I don't know what.
It was at least 40 minutes. Because we had to walk 10 minutes to get out of the area because it's all redded out.
What was he saying with all those people walking around?
He was so pissed. He was like, why does anybody want to do this? He's like, why does anybody? He said, I'm a father of 3 children and I'm on vacation. Why am I doing this right now?
Oh, that is awesome.
He said something like, he goes, I fucking love Soup. I love him. You know I love him. But I don't know why I'm here right now.
I was so excited for him to come out, too. So,
that's what I was telling him. I would have done anything to see him in that bar.
I was so excited
just
for him
so
to come
he could
out.
Rip into people, like, when we were looking. Oh, dude.
He's the one of the funniest guys I've ever met in my life.
Dessert is an essential part to a quality life. And quality desserts make life all the more better. Had a long day at work and you need something sweet? Maybe you're out late and you need the perfect snack to cap off your evening. Or you're just a dessert lover with a knack for the finest of sweet treats. Well, say hello to the Brownie House, home of the best brownies ever. A family bakery dedicated to baking the world's best gourmet brownies. Baked with premium imported chocolate, high quality ingredients, and no preservatives. No prepackaged, pre-made, fake-tasting chocolate, no. These brownies are made from scratch, shipped nationwide, and delivered right to your door. And starting right now, you can head to yesbrownies.com and use the code PINEROOM, all caps, during checkout to receive 20% off your order. For the best brownies and more, take a trip to the Brownie House.
Who's this guy, Jared?
Well, we talked about him last week, but... the wedding was fantastic. Great trip all around. And I want to wait before we go into Jared's.
Yeah, my TikTok. Before we go, I was just getting things prepared for my TikTok.
Before we go into Jared's TikTok,
which I guess
corner.
Is going to become a regular occurrence. I guess maybe on the podcast.
Yeah, I want to talk about what we did last night.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
So
I think honestly we discovered. Time travel. So, yeah, we did.
So,
is this? Hang on, before you do this, is this the worst ever that you guys have done?
I don't think worst, but potentially one of. Just the scenario. So the day we left for the wedding, I slept after the day we got home, which was Sunday. I slept all day. I literally slept all day. I woke up. When I got home, slept till like 3 o'clock, woke up, and then I just went back to bed for the rest of the day and played a little bit of games before I went to bed. But then I woke up. We woke up the next day, and I don't know what I did. I don't remember what I did to start the day. But
it was Labor Day, so we didn't have to work or anything.
Didn't have to do anything. So at 3 o'clock, we text each other, ask if we're what's going on. Are we gonna play? Are we gonna play games? And we've played a recent game called Civ, and I told you a little bit about this game.
Yeah,
Civilization.
It's called Civilization 6. There's a new one coming out.
You were talking
about
were you guys starting up a game you already started, or is this a new one?
This is a game we had already started, and we had already played about 4 hours of the game.
So you should be about 4 to 8 hours away from someone winning.
Correct.
Okay.
And we start this game. We hop into the game. Civ is like a board game. It's like a board game where you found cities, you advance technology, and you can win through a religious victory where, like, your religion spreads all over the world. You can win through a culture victory where your culture is the number, like, you reach a number of points during the game. A science victory where you're the first one on the moon and then first one to send things to Mars and you win. Or you win a domination victory. And domination means you just destroy everybody else on the map.
Is that how you try to win?
Well, you could probably guess how we wanted to do it.
We started at 340. About 340.
How close are you to winning at this point, either of you?
Not even close. We were in like maybe 400 BC. And it goes from like 3000 BC up to 2050.
Okay.
So we started at 340 and we were at about 400 BC. We didn't get off the game yesterday until 1 in the morning.
Did somebody win or you guys shut it
we
down?
Won. We won. We finally won.
Oh, you win as a group, not individually?
We were playing on a team.
Okay.
Yeah. We played from 340 till 1 a.m.
Like, nonstop. Nobody ever took a break. I never ate. I never did anything.
Yeah, I really didn't. I completely missed dinner. Like, how? Didn't even think about eating.
Like, that I didn't eat. I never thought. I didn't text anybody back. I didn't Snapchat anybody back. I literally, the only time I would look at my phone was when I'd have to go pee. I'd go pee.
Were you
looking at my phone?
So the big challenge in the game was we were playing as a team. I was China, he was Russia, he was the U.S. And we were all playing at a team against Macedonia, the Nubian Empire,
Persia.
Australia, Persia, and India. So those are who we were fighting against. We wipe out Nubia, we wipe out Australia, but then our big guy, Alexander of Macedon, he's got 1,000 cities, so he's winning the game. So the computer is winning the game, and we're getting blown out, and we know we're gonna get. We know the only way that we can win this game is if we destroy him. It's the only way you can win the game because we don't have enough points to win science, don't have enough points to win religion. So we said, all right. Let's just go.
Now, are you actually fighting or are you like rolling dice to get like fake attacks?
No, you're fighting. So like in your city, you have to train. Like, for instance, if you're in the modern era, you can make a tank. Okay. You can like take a certain amount of turns. It's turn based. So like you take 12 turns to make a modern tank.
Sweet.
And that modern tank is like super strong. It can blow
shit up. Well, and essentially you're just advancing your civilization.
Yeah.
This is what you like.
Yeah. So
you start from a what's the first a
settler,
guy with a guy with a stick
a
all the way to a guy.
What year did you guys fight?
With a nuclear bomb.
We were in, 20,
like 37
yeah,
or something.
Yeah, 2037.
Did you win? Is that when you won the game?
Yeah, and he gets nuclear submarines.
Yeah, I got nukes. Yeah. And I just built nukes up. I just kept, because I was the first one to get the nukes, and I just built 1,000 nukes.
It was incredible.
When it was time.
And is the game got good graphics?
I mean,
it just looks like a board game. It's
yeah.
really like a 3D board game,
that's
really.
Sweet.
Yeah.
And we played for. I had all intentions. I planned my whole day. I was going to be like, I got shit done in the morning. Was gonna be like, all right, I'm going to hop on the Black Ops 6 beta. It's going on right now and all day. And then they say, oh, you want to play Civ? I was like, oh, yeah, we'll play for a couple hours. It literally, I swear to God, it felt like that.
Wow,
and it was 1 a.m.
Can that game blink? Is the game addicting?
Very addicting.
Because awesome. Once you start, you want to keep snowballing your civilization.
Yeah, you just want to see how powerful and how big you can get. And it's like,
yeah.
Is it an actual board game?
That's a
I think
good
the closest
question.
Thing to it is Catan.
Probably Catan,
or,
yes.
I think Risk is pretty close, too.
Yeah.
We got to play Catan soon, dude. Yeah. It's so fun.
Hey, we did receive I think we actually got two messages last week. One from Shuddy.
Oh.
And then one from my mother.
Okay.
So there's two of us playing
D&D.
So
we need two more. We need two more.
Job, if we did get the cameras out and play, they would just be one shots, right?
No, we'd play a campaign.
We'd play a campaign?
Oh, yeah. We'd play a campaign. Oh, yeah. We'd play a campaign. One shot. I mean, we could do a one shot.
I think I would want you to play with us. So
I know. I would love for him to
but
play
But he's such
us.
A good dungeon master that I would want people to see that.
I mean, if there's somebody out there
think
that
we
is a good
one?
DM... I mean, you could. If there's somebody out there, then I would be willing to play. I'd be
his
so
standards.
Creative.
I would dominate you. Oh,
dude.
My God.
I'd be so creative.
Dude, it would be.
You'd what?
I'd dominate.
Because
the best
players.
What do you mean by that?
You would what him?
You know what I mean.
No, I don't.
All right.
There are scenarios that it, I don't want to go off into a tangent here, but like that I've brought you guys into that like it invokes being creative. And there I'll be honest, you two have been very creative if what I can remember of what we've played so far. You two have been relatively creative as far as what you've done.
Yeah, because you're in a different world, you can do anything.
You had to, I think you snuck into that room in that
oh, remember how cool that was?
In the Ogre's Flash.
And I learned my lesson because I just pickpocketed that treasure chest and I got shot in the chest with poison. Yeah. Dude, I was sick to my stomach. I couldn't believe that.
Oh yeah, my God. I felt like a beast. But you did that one thing where you set that string across and you put a little bell so if the guy went across.
I could hear him.
See, that's being creative. That's the fun thing about D&D is you can be as creative as you can possibly be to a limited extent. You can't say, I want to shoot Soup in the head and then he's dead. But you can be creative. Anyway.
Hey, yeah. Real quick before we get Jarrett gets in the TikTok corner, your dream theory. Was that real?
Go ahead.
I can't tell if I heard that through my headphones or
that was real.
Go ahead.
Your dream theory. Tell it again.
So, what do you mean?
Your dream theory.
My process?
About setting the alarm.
Yeah, like what I do to dream.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I set an alarm 30 minutes before you want to get up. So, say if I want to get up at 8 o'clock, I'll set an alarm at 7:30. I'll let the alarm wake me up, turn the alarm off, then go back to bed till 8 o'clock.
I've been drinking a ton of water recently, so I've been getting up in the middle of the night to go pee. Dude.
When you get back in bed?
When I'm falling back asleep, these dreams I'm having right now,
yeah,
I'm there. Like yeah. I'm in a different world yeah. when I'm dreaming. And I'm telling you, dude, they're dreams like where you actually feel like you're there. Like I'm fighting like another civilization or like I'm running from something.
I haven't had a dream in a long time.
What do you remember anything about recent dreams?
My dreams last night were civilization.
I had a dream. I had a dream when we were at your wedding.
Really?
Yeah, I had a dream that my dad... Nobody had lived in our upstairs for so long that like a squatter had moved into our attic, and we were terrified of what was up there, and we didn't want to let it out.
Yeah, that's scary.
It was a human, right?
I don't know what it was.
Oh, Jesus.
It's like
that's
a
nightmare. That's not a dream.
No, but it wasn't like super scary. It was just kind of scary.
That's terrifying.
Dude.
Did you just do that?
I don't know
that's
what you're talking
right.
about.
I don't think that's right.
I guess go to the corner.
He's having.
All right,
he's
the TikTok corner.
Jared, can you go to that first one?
If you want to see us play D&D, you gotta send us a message. Yes. Or send us something.
Send us some messages. Let us know because
I'm not BSing you. I will take you through the best adventure you've ever heard.
Would it just be us four?
Again, if you didn't listen, I think whoever wants to do it.
I'll tell you what, I would lead us. Do it.
Wait. Well, again, let me reiterate what we're talking. So last week on the episode, if you didn't hear, we wanted to get four messages from people to let us know if they wanted to see us play Dungeons and Dragons on camera.
We got two, like I said.
But I was saying that they had played before, and the only reason that I didn't play was because we didn't film it. I wanted to film it because I thought it would be funny. But we didn't do that, so that's why I didn't play. But now if we do film it, I'll play.
And the only reason we didn't film is because the guy sitting next to me refused to film.
Because he was
worried that...
He was trying to pick up chicks.
Yeah, he was worried that... But now...
No.
Now...
Those chicks thought he'd be a nerd.
But now he realizes...
Let's go to the corner.
Now he realizes...
Let's go to the corner.
Now he realizes...
It doesn't matter.
He's a good-looking young man. He doesn't even care if anybody looks at him.
Dude, I would love to... I'd love to put on, like, a fucking, like, hood and, like... Have daggers like Anakin, and shit. Huh? It'd be so cool.
All right.
It'd be sick. It looks so cool on camera.
So last week, we've made a new friend.
Yes, dude.
Ken Lee.
Yeah. Shout out to Ken Lee,
Hi,
man.
Hi, Ken.
That was awesome.
Jared introduced us to Ken. What's his real actual name? He's the ninja.
Ken Lee Real Star.
Ken Lee Real Star. He's famous on TikTok. Real life ninja.
Is he American?
Yes, he's a real
what
life
do you call
ninja.
Us?
I don't think so.
We're technically his
yes,
fighters.
We are
now.
Ken yeah. Lee's fighters. He posted us on his Instagram. And he reposted us on TikTok.
Does
so that's
like
awesome.
Is he a branding or anything? I'd love to get like an official like
well,
warrior.
Well, he uses that dragon emoji.
Ooh, maybe
so maybe we'll just
get
print out a dragon emoji.
Fighters of Ken Lee.
Yeah, like post it back here. We'll get Tom Thumb's
got to
say.
What, is this
we'll
our symbol for Fighters of Canada?
We'll get rid of
Colgate
John.
Talcum can go.
Yeah, that can go.
What if we could link up with him one day and he could teach us the ways of
Ooh, I like that.
Speed?
I like
what did
that.
You? He did the one where he punched the bottles. He went...
Yeah, but my favorite's the dollar bill.
The dollar bill is awesome. The lighters, SportsCenter. Yeah, how about this? This is really cool, kind of actually. SportsCenter posted him today, the same day that he posted us. So yeah. That's kind of cool.
So technically, SportsCenter definitely knows who we are.
SportsCenter exactly. Is clearly following us.
Yeah.
Yes.
Jared, I was hoping you clicked this one.
Yeah, so this is one I want to show you.
So I don't know who this is. All right,
maybe we need like a... how did I get the screen capture up here?
Hey, where do you... What do you guys...
I got the black screen.
What
hold
do you
on.
Wash first when you're in the shower?
Hair.
Then what?
Hair.
Then...
No, to walk me through your process.
All right, so I get in the shower, and I like just absorbing the water.
Okay.
I'm like a plant.
Yeah.
I'm going to bring us down.
I like it.
Keep
I get,
talking
I get,
while
I get
make us smaller.
All wet. Make sure everything's all right. Wet. And all then wet. I go head.
How wet?
Hey, you're getting weird.
I get head, and then I make my head. I make sure I get all the soap out of my head. And a trick to knowing if you have all the soap out of your hair is if you pull a hair and then you pull the hair, it'll make a squeaking sound. And that's how you know that your hair is clean, because there's no oil in it to make it slick.
When did you learn that? Because I remember, you just brought up a memory I didn't know I had, but we were really young, and I think we were going to school, and for some reason, I was riding to school with you guys. Normally, my mom takes us, but she had something. And Jubb came downstairs, and he didn't wash the conditioner out of his hair. It was still in his hair. And I remember...
You know what? I remember that.
And he was like such a mess about it. And he was like, you got to go back up and shower, and he just freaked out.
When do you wash your face? Do you wash it in the night, in the morning?
Before I go to bed and when I wake up.
Oh, man. If you're a little hot in your room and coming out and getting cold water and doing a little front with some hand soap and you get nice and fresh smelling, I love that. But I go hair in the shower, go hair. Then I get my beard and make sure that's all clean. Ears, always get behind the back of your ears. Have you ever not cleaned behind the back of your ears?
I always do.
But have, got to.
But have you ever not, like, maybe, like, or, like, it's
I don't know how you wouldn't.
Yeah, build up, like, Shrek's ears.
No, like, behind, like, you have to scrub behind your ears.
Yeah, I've never gone.
I think it was high school. I think high school. I didn't wash behind my ears, and I rubbed behind my ears, and then I just, like, happened to go like this, and I went,
ew.
Oh, my gosh, dude. And then ever since high school, always made sure to scrub behind my
that's
ears.
That's fucking wild.
Yeah.
It's horrible. But it's a real thing. It's a legitimate thing.
I feel like that you could say that about any body part.
Yeah, I say you just got to scrub every orifice of your body.
I guess any part, too.
Dude.
Any part, too. Not just your ears.
Yeah, that's really
that's what
gross.
I'm saying. If you just stink, you're going to stink.
Do you guys wash? Do you use shampoo every shower?
Every shower. You guys don't because you have long hair.
I don't.
Do you get in there?
Deep.
Like scrub?
Deep. That's why I asked
you. Do you scrub?
Deep where?
Do you use
everywhere.
A loofah?
No, I used to, but now I'm shampoo to wash my hands off, and then I'm in deep everywhere.
But what do you use?
Just hands.
Quit saying
just hands.
Everywhere.
Just hands?
Really?
Yeah. See, I just use hands,
I go
too.
Shampoo.
No, I'm a loofah
guy.
Wait,
you guys hands?
Yeah. I'm a
loofah guy. No, you can't do that.
I go shampoo. I'm right to face wash because I don't want to touch anything else on my body before I touch my face. Let the face wash sit there in the shower.
Yeah.
Then I'm body wash everywhere.
Do you do?
Then I rinse
off. Do you have like an exfoliating scrub that has like the granules in it?
You just use your hands.
Hands.
That's ridiculous.
Why?
I don't
like
think there's
really getting anything off of you.
I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I just think you're using a lot of soap if you do that.
If I just use my hands?
Yeah, because like you know the loofah it like multiplies.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah, you guys are tripping. I do not like that.
You get like two pumps and then.
You know what I need to start doing?
If I just go like this, that's not
getting no,
work.
You get in there.
You're not
scrubbing
anything.
Get in there. You're like a doctor after
that's
before
too much
surgery.
Work.
When do you do your feet?
Last.
Before or after your
last.
You go all the way down.
What about your, when do you do your, like, taint?
The corn?
I mean, soup.
What?
Yeah, no. It's like
the nether.
Like, when do you do, like,
that's
I
last.
Look down.
No, that's not last. No.
Do you do your feet before your
goop? No, that
no.
can't be last.
You work head down.
Well,
you got to clean the top because if you clean this last, then all the dirty stuff's just going to wash down everything you clean.
Jared, if you clean if you clean your like your corn patch and then you already cleaned your legs, all that goo is going to go down into your legs.
You got to go top down.
Top down.
Yeah, I guess I do that.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah,
touch
I mean,
your
I definitely
feet.
Go top down.
You can't touch your feet before you touch
feet
anything
are
else.
The last thing
yeah,
I do.
Feet have to be last.
I don't really. I really. Yeah, I don't really scrub my feet.
Oh, you got to scrub your feet.
Yeah.
I mean, I scrub it.
What about this? I struggle with this, too. Well, I don't struggle with it, but, like, inside your ears. Are you rinsing your ears out with the water?
No, Q-tips.
At the end?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I can't
I Q-tip, too, afterwards.
I do both.
I don't wash
like,
in my
you
ears.
You don't ever put soap in your ears?
No, I get ear
I don't
infections
put soap
easy.
In there.
I get ear infections.
I get ear infections
easily, and I don't like doing that. Because I'll forget to take the water out. Yeah,
I think I had an ear infection recently.
Good. Well, how does that work?
I just will put it in there, like scrub, and then I'll forget that I scrubbed it. And then...
I've gotten way better with not going too deep with my Q-tips, too. I used to go way too deep.
Hey, now, how long before you shave now? Like, because everybody now has pretty much what their facial...
Oh, I mean, I don't ever shave my face.
But I'm saying trim.
Once a week.
Whenever my mustache starts curling into my mouth, that's when mine goes.
Ew, dude.
I'm probably about like a week and a half. I do. I'm about a week and a half.
It
and
just depends.
Sometimes I'll do a mustache.
When I can't eat anything like pudding or peanut butter or anything without getting it in my mustache, then I have to shave.
What about the beard?
The sides of your mustache are long as hell. Huh?
Do you trim that?
Yeah.
Look how long the sides of your mustache are.
Yeah, I can curl them up.
You should grow it out.
That's insane. Wait, you're not really in the frame.
Yeah, I don't like when my right
there. He looks like an old he should be in running a meat
it's
shop.
It's like William Howard Taft.
You don't let yours get too long, do you, Sip?
I can't grow it. It's patchy, so I don't let it grow.
It'll look patchy from here.
Oh, no, once it gets past this, it's patchy.
Yeah.
That's unbelievable. He looks like a president.
You do look like a... What president has that? We need Matt here.
He looks like Trump.
But I don't know. I would never wear it like
What's
this.
What's your best Trump impression, Jeb?
I can't do it.
Why?
I have
he has a contract.
Bad trachea.
He has a contract.
Anyway, let's take us into the corner.
All right, here we go. TikTok, we're heading over to my TikTok corner.
We need a jingle. TikTok, TikTok. It's the TikTok corner.
All right. My first...
entry.
My first entry of the day. This is a guy that I found also a long time ago. His name is Johnny Stamos. Johnny Stamos.
The only comment I see down there is, I've been using both balls for 6 years now.
Yeah, so I'm just going to let the video play for itself.
What?
Who's he talking to?
A hell of a swing.
So wow. Johnny is a I'd say Johnny's probably up in his 60s maybe. He just sits in his backyard and just cranks wiffle balls on top of his roof. He's got 2,000 followers. I don't know how I found him. He's a switch hitter.
Oh yeah.
Oh, he got distance on.
You gotta hold it out.
So he just sits in his backyard. I mean, he probably just does this by himself.
Someone commented, nice rope, dead center.
Dead center.
Look how deep he lets this ball get.
Dude, yeah, he lets it get low.
I think it might be better lefty or righty.
So he just sits in his backyard.
Oh, he's look, definitely better righty. He get the glass.
And he just cranks. Look, he just cranks balls up onto his roof.
It's his house?
I'm assuming.
So. Can you imagine not being your neighbor?
Yeah, the neighbor's pissed.
Fucking pissed.
Oh, this is what we just watched.
Do you think he's the one recording this and putting it out? Or do you think it's 100%. Like his kids?
Look, oh my God. Look how low he is. Look at his extension. He lets the ball travel, get low. Boom!
It's by his knees.
Yeah, he's a...
Yeah, that's actually crazy.
He's got a nice inside-out swing.
Oh, man, he's hitting the house. Yeah, get up there. Yeah,
that's a good feeler.
Boy, he's out there all day.
This is all he does.
It's sunset.
Look, I mean, that's a frozen rope right up the middle.
He needs lights.
Look at the extension on that one. Watch that one. look at this sumbitch. Blowing away.
Yeah. Wow.
That's how you go down and
stayed
get the
in
pitch.
It. Didn't kick out.
So, our first entry, Johnny Stamos.
Yeah, all right.
Are we in on Johnny?
I'm in on Johnny.
Consistent.
Johnny.
Consistent.
He looks like he's developing his game switch hitting, too, so I can appreciate that. Respect that.
A lot of one-handed swings, too.
What do we got here? Whoa, go back.
Is he going to hit from on?
Does Johnny have a deck?
Hold on.
That's a nice deck.
Bless you.
It's a nice backyard.
Is Johnny a millionaire?
Okay. So he's explaining his home run derby. All Okay, so, I mean, Johnny's got a nice house.
Oh, so this is not the actual event. He must be training for a like a neighborhood home run derby.
There he's playing the guitar.
Oh, now I'm really in on him. Hold up. We might need to see him shred.
Yeah, let's see Johnny go.
Oh, he hurt his back.
No, oh, no. That's a trot. Oh, shit.
Oh, no. It's his home run trot.
Oh, he's watching it.
Wow. One hands on the hips.
So we're...
Oh, my
Johnny's shredding on guitar. So... To me,
I want to hear him shred.
Yeah, I would hang out with Johnny. Yeah.
To me, I'm in on Johnny.
Yeah,
I'm in on Johnny.
Yeah,
Stamos.
Me too. I'm in Johnny. Yeah. I'm in
would
on
you guys
Johnny.
Rather be able to actually shred a guitar or be like a world-renowned piano player?
Guitar.
World-renowned piano player.
Me too. I think the piano.
Imagine
sick.
You're in a hotel lobby and you whip that out.
Give me the guitar.
I think you'll get arrested for doing that.
Oh, okay, wait.
All right,
sorry.
So there's Johnny. So
there's Johnny. I got to get back on my
curious to see who
my saves.
Possibly be up next.
Now, there's...
Okay, so there's Johnny.
Oh, no. Is this your For You page on TikTok?
These are all my save videos. I explained this last... I explained this last podcast. I could go back on my save TikToks forever because I have saved so many... Because I had this idea of doing this TikTok like reaction thing for a long time, but here's our next guy. I'm gonna switch over to our other view here.
And who is this?
This, my friends, is King Louis Woodgrain.
Oh my!
So okay. This is right. King Louis.
Like Xbox
this is his most recent video.
And what does King Louis do?
Just take a look at King Louis.
I'm in.
He's a big Iowa.
He's got
fan.
The full Iowa fit on. So what King Louis does, he just tells it as it how it is.
I'm excited to see this.
Holiday yeah, money is flow money.
Look at Unk.
Type
so
shit.
Unk's just showing off his fit.
Ooh, what's this?
Telling it how it is, getting a little motivation.
What am I looking at? Oh,
I'm in.
Oh God! Hell yeah!
I'm in.
Wait, so he said
he drippy.
What he say? Yes, sir. Bro codes is a no go. Yes, Lord.
I like how it's feet.
Oh, some socks.
It's like a 4th of July fit, maybe. Blow pop.
I'm talking about Unk.
Damn, he dresses better than I do.
Oh shit!
Jesus.
The caution tape socks. Those caution tape socks are insane.
Look at that watch.
The camo
Who's
fit.
He
Wait, he's got the full the camo
hat?
Fit
skull
with the
cap.
Skull.
Unk kind of ripped too.
Yeah, he is. I was thinking.
But
the same
guys,
thing.
I'm telling.
No Money Monday.
He's a big Puma guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the fuck I'm talking about. Guy. Yes, hey. He's up here with Keith for me. Oh, he's got the 11s on.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
All right. So
weed fit. He matches.
So, are we in on?
I mean,
I'm questioning Unk.
It's a Cleveland fan.
What's going on in this video?
I don't know. And that's a fact, Jack.
If you're a leech, all you're ever going to do is turn into a bigger leech.
I'm
oh my goodness! Look at these shoes. The Jamaican shoes.
Damn.
Yeah.
The cobra necklace.
All right.
Too?
So are we in on my boy?
Yeah, that's a fact, Jack.
My boy, King Louis.
King Louis
Woodgrain. We're in on King Louis.
I'm in.
Cooley's out.
Cools your out on King Louis?
I don't really know what he brings to the table.
Fuck, man. Do you hear some of those sayings?
I don't know. Yeah.
Bro-codes is a no-go.
But what was the other one? Thomas?
Keith?
He's
up there with Keith for me. Keith's up here. Keith.
Wiffle ball?
No, that's Johnny. Keith was the one we saw last week, or 2 weeks ago. Keith was gym motivation.
He's not as amped up as Keith, but he provides more.
I'm taking Keith over Louis Woodgrain.
He's a cool cat, man.
I'm comparing this Unk to Johnny, and Johnny's, I just think he puts in a lot more effort.
You think he's on the lower scale than Johnny?
Yeah, give me Johnny all day.
I don't know.
Is that a Adam Pac-Man Jones?
Listen, like Johnny. I think Johnny has good form and figure, but I just think he provides a wealth of information.
I'm Johnny over King Louis.
What information am I getting?
A broke hoe is no go.
Yeah, that's true.
But I could have read that in a book.
If you see a broke bitch, the first thing you think
but
is
Johnny's hitting from both sides of the plate.
King Louis Woodgrain.
Yeah, cool. That's really
impressive.
Are we in or out on King Louis?
I'm in.
I'm in on King Louis as well.
All right, majority rules.
Okay, so.
Water
I
talk.
Think we were unanimous.
I'm out on
with,
water talk.
On water talk.
There's your
find...
boy. There's your other boy.
Oh, here we go. Here he is. Okay. Sorry, hold on.
Oh, no.
This is my boy, Rohan Chaudhry.
And to give us a little elevator pitch on Rohan.
So recently just found him.
I
Rohan.
Love the Berkelium shirt.
I don't know what. I'll be honest. I don't know what Rohan's going through. He sings. He sings.
Covers?
He's a singer. He's a cover singer. But very sad songs. This one, 20 Minutes by Lil Uzi, is not as sad. But he does these covers. And you guys will see in these next couple of videos, the tears do stream down from Rohan. I don't know whether or not they're real
or not.
Okay,
I'm out right now.
But
before started,
here's
but
my here's Rohan's cover of 20 Minutes by Lil Uzi.
Oh, is it here?
So Rohan, he also said the wrong lyric there. But here's some more from Rohan.
What happened to him? Oh, shit. Damn, everybody's supportive in the comments, too. I'm sorry, bro. I'm out.
I'm trying to be in, but
I want to be in for the guy.
Too, dude. I want to be in. Bad.
I want to help him out. Jared, I hope he's okay.
He's going through some shit.
Jared, give me some more.
Okay.
More. Nope.
We did this song already.
Next.
Try not to cry edition.
I'm trying, Jer. Give me one more, maybe.
Get this scumbag out of here.
Oh. Hey. Wait a minute.
He's going to hit the fiend. We got to hear the fiend.
I'm crawling
I'm out.
I was crawling
I've tried to see the silver lining on every one of these people.
Oh,
too.
My gosh.
I crawled back in there for a second.
What about this one?
Best sounding one so far.
Yeah, agreed. What is that?
I can't do it.
So no on Rohan?
I think Rohan gets it.
Whoa, wait.
Wait, God.
Okay.
Guys, he's got me almost there.
Are we shifting?
Jared, I need one more.
The guitar needs featured more.
Jared, one more. I'll make my final decision.
Rohan
can
pick it a little bit.
Wait. Do I just lost my dog?
I don't like the framing.
What,
Oh, no.
I'm in.
Dear God.
I was on the verge, Soup, but I can't.
I didn't know
I was in actually until this one right here. I've never thought of Swimming Pools by Kendrick to be a song you cry to, but watch, look at the beginning here.
Yeah, that whole tear.
He's got a full tear come down. He really is blinking hard to get that sucker out.
Yeah, this says the first one is crying to Swimming Pools is crazy. I've never heard this song before. Then it's I ordered a milkshake. Agony and misery flow.
Dude, God.
Get it out. Get it off
so
here.
No, Rohan. I'm out so, on him.
Give us one more guy.
Okay, we're out on Rohan. Well, okay, let's go around. Is everybody out on
I'm
Rohan?
I'm out on
yeah. Rohan.
I'll be in.
No, don't be in.
I'm giving him a chance.
I think I'm out
Jarrett,
on
Jarrett, remind me about this guy in a couple months. I want to see if he's gotten
okay.
Better.
What I'm I was in on Rohan him. For a second until that
I'm out.
Until that last
no,
one there.
No, do not click on that one.
This one?
Do
no,
not click
no,
on
no, everybody knows him. This guy though. Hold on. Hold on. We may get a little copyright strike,
my
but that's
life,
okay.
My Life, Not Yours.
Yes, My Life, Not Yours. Is This is our next and final
I've
guy
seen
here.
This guy before.
This guy
Does
is
Does he go out with his wife every now and then?
Sick. This I know we're all going to be in on this guy. This guy is fucking
There's
dope.
A comment that says, oh my gosh, thank you. It's been stuck up there for a while, and it's driving us crazy. I don't know what that could be about, but let's
take
find
a
out.
Look.
Oh.
Whoa. Whoa.
Yeah, yeah. Winner.
Whoa. Oh man!
How'd he do that?
No
dude,
way!
Some of these, edits he has are so sick.
He's old. He just stuck a
little Aussie. I like the. No way!
Dinner.
Yeah!
What's that
I'm
shirt?
Woo!
Coffee, you're on the bench. Alcohol suit up.
I'm in.
Dude,
I'm
let's
in
go.
I'm in. Who is this? My Life, Not
My
Yours?
Life, Not Yours.
Jarrett, try to find me something
yeah,
that would...
Yeah, get another edit.
He puts it in his pocket.
I love that. Oh, oh.
Oh, shit.
Oh, he spawned in from the...
Oh!
Oh, what is this?
His doppelganger.
What? Oh.
Oh, no.
No,
like
don't
that.
Do it. Oh, my God.
Whoa. A death!
Oh my God!
A Star Destroyer. He's got to stop.
Oh
him.
My God! He's powering up.
Oh, he's blinding.
He's saving us. We're definitely getting copywritten.
Oh, do you guys see that one?
Uh oh.
No way.
That
what a
poor was a little
poor,
rough,
yeah.
But
what a horrible
That's
poor.
That's creative.
I might.
Whoa!
Is this guy serious?
Whoa!
Whatever my kid needs.
Oh! Whoa!
I'll be honest. I don't know how he did any of that. Like, if this is a TikTok, all right,
give me one more
one,
to wrap up on.
Are we?
Give us one more. To wrap
let's
up
see
on.
A good one here.
I guess I'm in, but I'm not convinced.
Oh! No way!
That was pretty good.
More.
He's facing it down.
Fan.
Oh, shit.
Is that a Bud Light?
Look at him.
He's two.
Yeah, there's something about the... the. Uh-oh.
Is he going to shoot that solar system?
No, he... It's like Field of Dreams.
Dude.
Dude, that's right here.
Boom.
That's a great transition.
Yeah. What's this one? The same one?
Oh, I came back. Wow.
Talented. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude.
I'm in.
My Life, Not Yours. I don't think he has a name on here.
I'm
it's
in.
It's just My Life, Not Yours. Not even a profile.
No,
pick.
John, what's that say? John Siswell?
John
R. Sewell.
John R. Sewell.
John R. Sewell.
I like John.
I like John too.
Yeah, dude, I'm in on John.
All right, so I went 3 for 4. Soup went 4 for 4.
Yeah, I think I'm 4 for 4.
I was 2 for 4.
Who were you out on?
He was out on Unk. He was out on Unk.
Unk and what's the other guy? Rojas?
The Johnny Stamos? Yes.
No, Rojas.
Rohan.
Rohan.
So he's out on you were out on Unk and Rohan.
Yeah.
I was the only one I was out on was Rohan yeah. until that. I was in on Rohan until that last video, until swimming pools.
I'm not convinced on John R. Sewell, but I'm in because I trust him.
Like, you need if you need him.
Yeah.
He'll jump to you like...
I don't think, you say when his kids need him.
Yeah, I don't actually think he'd, like... I think the creativity's there. I'm not okay with the videos, though.
Why not?
I don't know. Something's turning me off a little bit, but I'm still in.
Okay.
So again, if you're just listening to this on Spotify or whatever,
rank him last out of the ones we've seen today. To be honest,
really, my life, all yours,
Unk,
Johnny.
Unk is right, so I'd probably say
you put him below Rohan.
No shot.
No,
it's probably Johnny, Unk, Rohan. This guy.
Oh wow, that's crazy.
That's a horrible list.
Johnny at one.
I might agree with you, Johnny at one though.
Yeah.
Fuck no,
Johnny. It's probably for me, Johnny. I might put Unk 2,
yeah.
This John 3, Rohan 4. God.
Rohan's last for me.
Rohan's definitely last.
For sure last. For sure.
Johnny 2nd. My life, not yours, number 1.
Wow. I like that. I like that list.
That's a good list.
I like that list.
Dude, the amount of effort going into these videos and thought is incredible.
Well, I mean, what better way to end the podcast on My Life Not Yours?
The TikTok.
This is your life, not ours.
This is the TikTok corner.
Listen, you got 2 more weeks left to send in a message whether you want us to play Dungeons & Dragons, and if not, we're never going to play it ever again, ever. Yeah, not even if there's a fire. All right, thank you for listening to episode 124 of the Pine Room Podcast. Happy birthday to my mom.
Ooh, today's her birthday.
Today's her birthday. Congratulations to you and Sammy on your wedding.
Thank you.
I think that's pretty much it for us here on the Pine Room. So until next time, we'll see you here next time.
Drink Pine Room Lager too.
Bye.
Yeah.